With heavy equipment in the background, numerous elected officials took turns explaining the $2.6 million conversion of a former rail line into a new path that will span from Kenmore Avenue in the town of Tonawanda to State Street in the city of Tonawanda, where Rick Davis is mayor.
Once Rails the Trails is completed, we will have four major bike paths that intersect within a quarter of a mile in the city of Tonawanda, which are the North and South Niagara River Greenway Trail and the Erie Canal Trail and now Rails the Trails.
The Tonawanda path will link up with other projects in North Buffalo and at the Erie Canalway Trail. Meanwhile, just a few yards away from the news conference, Brighton Road was sporting new pavement, and that led to a question about how Erie County may rework its roads to become more bike-friendly, as the city of Buffalo is doing. County Executive Mark Polenkars says the county is analyzing a complete streets policy, but in some spots, there may not be the space to make room for both cars and bikes.
If you have a road that is made for vehicles one way each way, if you don't have like the extra room to do it like they did on Delaware Avenue, where they took out a lane on each side and turned it into just one center lane so that they could open up and turn it into a bike lane, we have to, first off, we've got to examine what the size of the road is, as well as the safety factors.
In the meantime, the path being paved in Tonawanda is expected to be completed by late November. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.